الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innal ladheena amanu. Indeed, those people who accept iman. Wa amilu salihat. And who do good. أولئك هم خير البرية. They are the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman and أعمال صالحة elevates a person to a very high status. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those people who accept iman and thereafter who engage in amale saliha, who carry out good deeds, they become khairul bariyya, best of the creation. Innal ladheena amanu. Indeed, those people who accept iman, wa amilu salihat, and carry out amal saliha, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. رحمان تعالی, Allah تعالی will create for them love in the hearts of other people. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a promise to those people who accept iman and who do good deeds. who carry out good deeds, who carry out amale saliha. Layastakhlifannahum fil ard. He will definitely make them the rulers on this earth. Innal ladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Those people who accept iman and carry out amal saliha, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al anhar. For them are gardens under which rivers will flow. Dhalikal fawzul kabir. That is the big success. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people who say our Rabb is Allah. So those people who say our Rabb is Allah, these are those people who have accepted iman. So إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ is equivalent to إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who say our Rabb is Allah, that means those people who have accepted iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Thereafter they remain firm on this belief and they carry out the demands of this belief. That means they engage in amale saliha. They remain steadfast, firm. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain firm and steadfast as you have been ordered to do. That means engage in amale saliha. Carry out good deeds. So those people who say our Rabb is Allah and thereafter they remain firm. They remain firm. Istiqamah. Istiqamah is another word for amal-e-saliha. Islam is another word for amal-e-saliha. Kamal-e-iman, complete iman, is another word for amal-e-saliha. Wilayah, another word for amal-e-saliha. Taqwa, another word for amal saliha. Sidq, another word for amal saliha. So istiqamah is amal saliha. So those people who say our Rabb is Allah, they accept iman and thereafter they remain with istiqamah. They carry out good deeds. Their life is full of amal saliha. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then at the time of death, the malaika descend. When that person is dying, the one with iman and whose life was full of amal saliha, when that person is dying, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels descend. The angels descend. Now we find in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that malaika continually descends upon those people who engage in amal saliha throughout their lives. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Sometimes once in a day, sometimes twice a day, sometimes five times in a day. So why does this verse say that those people who accept iman and carry out good deeds, then the angels descend at the time of death? Because the Mufassirin have stated that تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ means the angels descend upon them at the time of death. throughout their lives, those people who do good after accepting Iman, the Malaika descend with Barakat. The Malaika descends with Tawfiqat. The Malaika descends through the Barakah of which a person finds enthusiasm to do more good. He enjoys his Ibadat. So if this happens throughout their lives, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mention the descending of the Malaika at the time of death? The reason is that throughout their lives, these people cannot observe Malaika descending. But at the time of death, they will actually observe the Malaika descending. So those people who accept Iman and engage in Amal-e-Saliha at the time of death, they will observe the Malaika descending and they will be able to observe the communication of the Malaika who will say, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Don't fear. Don't grieve. There is no need to fear. There is no need to grieve. Don't fear. Don't grieve. Why? وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. Throughout your life, you were told that if you accept Iman and if you do good, Allah will give you Jannah. If you accept Iman, if you do good, Allah will give you Jannah. If you accept Iman, if you do good, Allah will give you Jannah. The Jannah that was promised to you, we have come to give you glad tidings of that Jannah. So don't fear. Don't fear that the journey is very long. What will happen to me just whilst I am dying? What will happen to me in the grave? What will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? Don't fear. Don't grieve. I am separating from my family, from my wife, from my friends, from my children. Don't grieve because we are with you. So don't fear because Jannat is waiting for you. Don't grieve because we are with you. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. And according to some narrations, he will actually see Jannat from his deathbed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open all the veils. And from his deathbed, he will see Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. So don't fear, because that Jannat is waiting for you. That Jannat is waiting for you. And Jannat begins from grave. Jahannam also begins from grave, Jannat also begins from grave. Those people who book their seats in club class or first class, even before entering the first class or club class, they are given a VIP lounge at the airport. So, Qabr is the airport of the hereafter. VIP treatment. VIP lounge. إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْضَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Qabr is a garden from the gardens of paradise. For those people who accept Iman and engage in Amal-e-Saliha. And after they are resurrected, again VIP. سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. Under the shade of the throne and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fully air conditioned, full of comfort. Lounge in the grave, lounge under the arsh and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, the immigration, very easy reckoning. VIP treatment there also. And Pul Sirat is the journey. it will cross with a blinking of an eye. And the person will find himself in his on his destination, Jannat, forever and ever. وَابْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Don't fear, because Jannat is waiting for you. As soon as your ruh is extracted, you will go in Jannat. And whilst your ruh is being extracted by Allah showing you this Jannah, your soul is already in Jannah. You will not experience anything that is going to happen around you, because you are watching Jannah. So you are already in Jannah. وَابْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. So don't fear. From now, you will taste Jannah. Jannah here, Jannah in the grave, Jannah under the arsh of Allah. Easy reckoning, easy crossing of Sirat, and straight into Jannah. And don't grieve that I'm leaving everybody behind. Why? نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your friends. We, the angels, are your friends. Fil hayati dunya, in this worldly life, we have always been your friends. We used to descend very frequently, but you could not see us. Today you can see us. So for a few moments that are left of your life, we are your friends in this world as well. We are your friends in the grave as well. We are your friends on the day of Qiyamah as well. We will remain your friends until you are entered into Jannah, and even in Jannah we will remain your friends. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And in Jannah, for you will be that which your hearts desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you in Jannah will be what you ask for. The people will be of two categories. Category A, of people with amal saliha, and category B of people with amal saliha. So iman and amal saliha, category A. Iman, amal saliha, category B. So first class and club class. Those in club class, they will have to ask, can I have this? Can I have this? وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. They will be given whatever they ask. And those in first class, class A, grade A, they will not even have to utter anything. They will not even have to move their lips. They will not even have to move their tongue. Think and it is there for you. Think and it is there for you. The thought, only the thought will come, I want to do this, I want to eat this, I want to drink this, I want this enjoyment, and there, it will be there in front of me. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people who say, our Rabb is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Thereafter, they remain firm with amal-e saliha. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear, no grief. No fear, no grief. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They are the people of Jannah. They will remain in it forever and ever. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Jannah will be a reward for their amal saliha. Man amila salihan. After iman, one who engages in amal saliha. Man amila salihan. Min dhakarin aw unsa. Be that person male or female. Man or lady. Falanuhiyyannahu hayatan tayyiba. We shall definitely grant this person a very pure and enjoyable life in this world. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will definitely reward that person in the hereafter for their amal-e-saliha. Ala inna awliya Allah. Listen carefully. The friends of Allah. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. No fear, no grief. Who are the friends of Allah? Alladhina amanu. Those people who accept iman. Wa kanu yattaqoon. And carry out amal-e-saliha. Taqwa. Taqwa is amal-e-saliha. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبَ. Those people who accept iman and do good, طُوبَى لَهُمْ. طُوبَى لَهُمْ. For them is fortune. These are the fortunate people. And for them is a good return to their Lord. So my brothers, my sisters, these are the two things we need to concentrate upon. Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. With Iman and Amal-e-Saliha, the worldly life becomes full of pleasure, full of satisfaction. What is pleasure? What is satisfaction? Taste of fruits is pleasure and satisfaction. Taste of good food is pleasure and satisfaction. Fulfilling your carnal desires, is that enjoyment? Is that satisfaction? Is that pleasure? Amassing wealth, is that pleasure? Is that satisfaction? No. No. Satisfaction and pleasure is the condition of the heart. Condition of the ruh. Condition of the soul. When the ruh, the soul and the heart is happy, that is satisfaction. That is pleasure. That is enjoyment. Now we have a person whose heart, whose soul finds happiness, satisfaction, enjoyment on eating some good food, a good dish. And you have another person on the other side. He does not find happiness when eating this food. He does not find satisfaction. He does not find enjoyment because he dislikes this food. So you cannot say that food gives happiness. And this very person who likes this particular dish, after 6 months, after 8 months, after 1 year, he may find disliking for the same food. He may get tired of eating the same food. A person likes a particular type of ice cream. You give him this ice cream in the morning, give him the same ice cream in the afternoon, give him the same ice cream in the evening, the same thing the following day, same thing the following day. And you will say, I've had enough of this. Jazakallah. What is satisfaction? What is enjoyment? What is ecstasy? What is happiness? It is the condition of the heart and the soul. It is the soul and the heart that experiences these things. And a person, when his heart and his soul experiences these things, he says, oh, I'm successful, I'm very happy. I have nothing to worry about, I'm successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Those people who have iman and amal salihah. Good food? No. Good clothes? No. Good home? No. He does not have any of the enjoyments that so many people enjoy in this world. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will make the condition of his ruh, his soul, his heart such that he will find more satisfaction and happiness and enjoyment than the other person. Imagine a person being stabbed from behind with a dagger, and the dagger pierces through his body from the back to the front, and the blood is gushing out from his chest. Is there any enjoyment? Imagine the scene. Can anybody even imagine that this person is in enjoyment? He is experiencing ecstasy. He is experiencing happiness. How is it possible now? But happiness, ecstasy, satisfaction is the condition of the heart, condition of the ruh, condition of the soul. This very person, he takes the blood in his palms and he rubs it over his face whilst dying, and with a smile he says, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. By the Lord of Kaaba, I have become successful. If we work hard on our iman, iman is there, alhamdulillah. If we work hard on our iman, and working hard on our iman means working hard on amal-e-saliha. Once a person accepts iman, after that he needs to exert effort on amal-e-saliha. Amal-e-saliha. Good deeds, amal-e-saliha. Then his iman will become complete iman. His iman will become perfect iman. His iman will become fortified iman. His iman will become decorated iman. His iman will become iman of grade A, high class iman. Now nothing can prevent happiness entering his heart. Nothing can prevent tranquility entering his heart. And no circumstance will let grief find place in his heart. No circumstance will let grief find place in his heart. His heart will become grief proof. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say that his heart will become grief proof. Grief proof. Waterproof watch. So grief proof heart. People will see him in circumstances of grief. But his heart will be full of happiness. Circumstances will be of anxiety, but his heart will be full of tranquility. Circumstances will be of difficulty, but his heart will be full of comfort. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, who controls grief and happiness, who controls difficulty and comfort. This is his promise. Alladheena amanu wa amilu salihat tuba lahum. I will give them tuba, fortune, spiritual fortune, the inner fortune. Now what we need to understand is what is amal-e-saliha. What is Amal Saliha? Because many people may be questioning within their hearts at this precise moment that Alhamdulillah, I have Iman and Amal Saliha also. But I'm still searching for that happiness, the inner content, the inner tranquility, peace of mind. I'm still searching for it. I am doing lot of tilawat, lot of tasbihat, lot of dhikr, fasting as well, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. We need to understand A'mal-e-Saliha. A'mal-e-Saliha, another name is Istiqamat, another name is Islam, another name is Kamal-e-Iman, perfect Iman, complete Iman. Another name is Sidq. Another name is Taqwa. And another name is Mujahada. Mujahada. These are all different names for the same thing. Amal-e-Saliha. What is Amal-e-Saliha? To abstain from everything that displeases our Creator and to do only that which pleases Him. This is Amal-e-Saliha. So if a person is performing Salat but at the same time watching films, a person is fasting in the month of Ramadan but also listening to music in Ramadan or outside Ramadan, a person is doing tilawa but engaged in evil glances, a person recites lot of tasbihat, adhkar, but at the same time he lies, he cheats, he backbites. So he is doing those things that pleases Allah, but at the same time he is also doing those things which displease Allah. He cannot say that I belong to that group which is carrying out Amal-e-Saliha. 5% Amal-e-Saliha, 95% disobedience. 50% Amal-e-Saliha, 50% disobedience. 80% Amal-e-Saliha, 20% disobedience. 95% Amal-e-Saliha, 5% disobedience. According to the level of Amal-e-Saliha, a person will be granted tranquility and peace of mind and happiness and satisfaction. And according to the level of his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will experience anxiety, he will experience grief, he will experience difficulty. Amal-e-Saliha does not mean just carrying out certain good things. No, Amal-e-Saliha is the whole deen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa. Oh, you who believe, enter into Islam fully, 100%. Carry out all the do's, abstain from all the don'ts. If you fail to do so, repent immediately, because that is also a do. That is also a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not miss Salat, but if you have missed Salat, make qada straight away and repent. Do not backbite, but if you have backbited, repent and abstain from it. Tawbah is also part of Amal-e-Saliha. Abstaining from any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Amal-e-Saliha, part of Amal-e-Saliha. And if a person fails, then to do Tawbah is part of Amal-e-Saliha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the correct understanding of deen. It is for this reason, my friends, it is necessary for every individual to sit in the company of ulama and learn correct deen from ulama. Very important. Necessary. 90% of the Muslims think amal saliha, to do good. To do good is to do certain good amal, and that is to do good. No. Amal saliha is to stay away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To abstain from zina, adultery, fornication is amal salih, good deed. To abstain from consuming alcohol is good deed. To abstain from drugs, good deeds, good deed. To abstain from glancing at a non-mahram lady, or for a lady to glance at a non-mahram man, good deed. Abstaining from filth on the internet, good deed. Abstaining from backbiting, good deed. Abstaining from tail-bearing, good deed. Abstaining from oppression, good deed. Abstaining from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abstaining from discarding salat, good deed. Abstaining from ignoring zakat, good deed. Abstaining from non-performance of hajj, good deed. Abstaining from disrespecting parents, elders, good deed. Abstaining from swearing, abstaining from using vulgar language, good deed. Abstaining from jealousy, good deed. Abstaining from pride, arrogance, good deed. All the do's. To carry out all the, to abstain from all the don'ts, and to carry out all the do's. To make sure that we do not do anything that displeases Allah. This is the first and the main part of Amal Saliha. First and main part. With this, a person has reached the grade B of Amal Saliha. Because when a person resolves not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never miss farz. He will never miss wajib. He will always make sure he carries out sunan muakkada. He will never fall into haram. He will never fall into makruhi tahrimi. So he has become a mu'min who is carrying out amal saliha of grade B. And thereafter to do anything that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person does this, that he abstains from anything that displeases Allah, and he carries out that which pleases Allah, now he will reach the grade A of Amal Saliha. Why? Because now he will have Sunan Ghair Muakkada in his life. Because if he does not perform Sunan Ghair Muakkada, Allah will not become happy. But if he performs Sunan Ghair Muakkada, Allah will become happy. Now he will also carry out Mustahabbat. Because if Allah subhanahu, if he does not carry out mustahabbat, Allah will not become unhappy. But if he does, Allah will become happy. Now he will also engage in optional ibadat. Optional ibadat. Why? Because if he does not engage in optional ibadat, Allah will not become unhappy. But if he does, Allah will become happy. So when a person abstains from everything that displeases Allah, he will have faraiz in his life, he will have wajibat in his life, he will have sunan muakkada in his life, he will have abstinence from haram and makruh tahrimi in his life. So he will become a mu'min who has reached the level B of amal saliha. Level B of amal saliha. And thereafter, when he continues with his effort and he begins to do those things which pleases Allah, then he will find himself carrying out sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil, and also abstaining from makruhate tanzihiya. Now this person is a mu'min who has reached the A level, A grade of amal saliha. In Jannah, he will only have to think and Allah will give him. And the first person he will have to ask.
The one who has reached the grade B of Amal Saliha, he becomes the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who reaches the A grade of Amal Saliha, the level A of Amal Saliha, he becomes the lover of Allah and also the beloved of Allah. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My servant continually strives towards my nearness with faraiz, with wajibat, with sunan muakkada, by staying away from haram, makruhat tahrimiya. He thereafter also continues with sunan, ghair muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil, abstaining with makruhat tanziya, continues with all these things until he becomes my beloved, hatta uhibbahu. And fa'idha ahbabtuhu, and when he becomes my beloved, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi, I become his ears with which he hears. Wa basarahu alladhi yubsiru biha, I become his eyes with which he observes. Wa rijlahu allati yamshi biha, I become his feet with which he walks. Wa yadahu allati yabtishu biha, I become his hands with which he touches. What is the meaning of this part of Hadith Qudsi? That means I supervise all his actions. I supervise all his actions. I supervise all his actions. He will not do anything with his eyes, with his ears, with his hands, with his feet, which will land him in trouble in this world nor in the hereafter. I will keep him honored in this world and also in the hereafter. I will supervise him. I will monitor him. I will guide him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those people who do mujahada. Mujahada of abstaining from everything that displeases Allah. And mujahada of carrying out everything that pleases Allah. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, I will guide him. I personally will guide him. I will monitor him. And because he is my beloved, and I continually monitor him, he will always continually elevate himself in my court. And he becomes so beloved to me. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. If he asks for something from me, I will definitely grant it to him. And if he seeks refuge from anything, I will definitely grant him refuge. So friends, I urge all of you. First myself, my nafs. I urge my nafs first, myself first. And thereafter all my friends who are sitting here, all my mothers, sisters, daughters, who have participated in this gathering today, and everybody who is listening to me, wherever they are, and who may listen to me later on, through CDs, through those people who are sitting here today, who will convey my message. May Allah make it reach far and wide, and make it a means of salvation for myself and for everybody who is listening and who will listen in the future. May Allah make these words a turning point in our lives. May Allah make these words a means of connecting ourselves to the Creator. Let us make a firm resolution that the goal in life from today is going to be, I will not do anything that will displease my Creator. This is Amal-e-Saliha. This is Istiqamat. This is Taqwa. I will not do anything that will displease my Creator. No, I will not do anything that will displease my Creator. Never. Never. Sins of the eyes? No. Sins of the ears? No. Sins of the tongue? No. I will experience only halal in my life. No haram. No haram. Whatever sacrifice I have to give, I will give. But I will not do anything that will displease my Creator, who has created me and who has granted me everything that I need. Who has granted me everything I needed and who continually grants me everything I need. Who fulfills all my needs. He has granted me so many priceless items. Eyes, priceless. Ears, priceless. Nose, priceless. Tongue, priceless. Brain, priceless. If a poor person was approached by somebody and if he was told that if you give me your brain, I will give you the whole world, he will say no. No. There is no one who is more compassionate than our Creator. There is no one who is more loving than our Creator. There is no one who is more affectionate than our Creator. There is no one whom we are more... There is no one whom we are indebted to more than our Creator. Because what He has done for us, what He has given us, nobody has and nobody will give. So should we not reciprocate? Should not a time come in our lives when we bow our heads down and say, "Oh Allah, enough is enough from today. I am yours. I should have been yours long time ago. But from today, I'm making a firm resolution that I am yours from today." Should this time not come? Should this time not come until we breathe our last? Allah very affectionately says, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has that time not yet come for the mu'mineen that their hearts should bow down for haqq and for that which has been revealed from Allah? Allah is asking the mu'mineen, the believers, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Has that time not come that their hearts bow down, their hearts submit to what I have sent? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And the mu'mineen should not be like the Ahle Kitab, the people of the book. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. In negligence, the life continued for a long time. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts hardened. Their hearts hardened. And the hidayah and the noor of hidayah was no more able to penetrate their hearts. My friends, when we sit in gatherings such as these, when we listen to ulama, mashayikh, and when their words have a profound effect on our hearts, we do not know what a great ne'mat of Allah this is. This is a sign that our hearts are not hard yet. Our hearts are still soft. This is a sign that Allah desires us. Allah desires that we understand Deen and we follow Deen and we become His. It is a sign that Allah loves us. It is a sign that Allah is calling us towards Him. That is why the eyes become watery. That is why the heart pains. That is why grief is felt. That my Creator, who has created me, who has given me so much, who is not asking for anything from me. All He is asking from me is for me to do good for myself. That is all He is asking. Do good for yourself. Save yourself from Jahannam. Become rewarding of Jannat. Become worthy of the reward in Jannah. That is what He is saying. Such compassionate Creator. وَلَا يَكُنُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Do not be like the people of the book. Do not be like those people who were given books before, who just remained in negligence. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Here فَاسِقُونَ بِمَعْنَى كَافِرُونَ. And many of them became disbelievers. And thereafter Allah says, اَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. He is talking to mu'minin and he is saying Alam ya'ani lil-ladina amanu, has the time not come for the mu'mineen, that their hearts bow down and submit to what Allah has sent for them? And then Allah advises that do not become like the people of the book, so that your hearts may become hard and the hidayah will not be able to penetrate your heart and you may find yourself in kufr. Do not become like that. Now obviously after that Allah talks about the earth, I'lamu, listen, I'lamu, understand, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the earth after it becomes dry. He is talking to the mu'mineen and suddenly now he is talking about the earth. He is giving hope to the mu'mineen. Whose hearts have become dry. That just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to revive the dry land, similarly he is able to revive the dead hearts also. All you need is a little bit of rain, little bit of a few tears of regret, and these a few tears of regret will revive your dead hearts. And there is no better month than the month of Ramadan. There is no better time than this, the middle 10 days of Ramadan, which is the 10 days of maghfirah, forgiveness. So make a firm resolution, my brothers. Make a firm resolution, my sisters. Then inshallah, our goal in life from today will be to abstain from everything that displeases Allah. And when we abstain from anything that displeases Allah, we are not only staying away from His displeasure, at the very moment He is becoming happy. So when we abstain from His displeasure, we are making Him happy. And thereafter, do those things which make Him extra happy. So we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mustahabbat, the nawafil, etc., etc. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati ulaika hum khayr. If you do this iman and amal salihat, or iman and taqwa, or iman and istiqamat, or iman and sidq, or iman and kamal iman, or iman and islam, or iman and mujahada, if you are able to do this, ulaika hum khayrul bariya, you will be the best creation. Farishton se behtar hai insan banna. Farishton se behtar hai insan banna, it is better to be a human than an angel. Why? Because a human with iman and amal saliha is more virtuous than an angel. If an angel is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's nothing extraordinary. Because an angel is like a machine. Automatic machine. Some angels have been created with their food being sajda. So sajda is automatic for them. There is no mujahada. There is no mujahada that my inclination is towards my wife, but I'm doing this mujahada and staying in sajda. My inclination is towards wealth, but no, I'm sacrificing wealth and I am in sajda. My inclination is towards lying down on bed and rest, but no, I'm doing mujahada, exercising effort and in sajda. No. An angel is like a machine. La yasun Allah ma amarahum. For whatever Allah has created the angel is just like the sun, just like the moon, just like the stars. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some malaika, from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, are only in qiyam. Some malaika, from the time Allah has created them, only in ruku. Some malaika, from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, are saying only, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Some malaika, in thousands, from the time Allah has created them, they are only doing one thing. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Some malaika in thousands in sujood, some in ruku. Allah is not in need of our ibadat, my friends. There are so many who are worshipping Him. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is not a single item in the universe, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that does not glorify Him. The trees, the branches, the leaves, the birds, the animals, the fishes in the ocean, the sea itself, the water itself, everything is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is no reward for them. Because when they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no mujahada. They do not have to exert effort. They do not have to fight another power. It's automatic for them. It is for this reason, a human with iman and amale saleh is better than an angel. Farishton se behtar hai insan banna. It is more better to become a human than an angel. Magar usme hoti hai mehnat ziyada. But more effort is required. And that effort is to go against your nafs. Allah says something and your nafs says something. Go against your nafs and carry out what Allah says. Once, twice, thrice, four times, 12 times, 24, 36, 100 times, 200 times, gradually, slowly, 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 slowly but surely, the nafs will become weaker, 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 weaker. And one day it will give in to yourself. And then you will rule your nafs. You will rule your nafs. A king left his palace to go somewhere. And in those days, when the king used to travel on a horse, people used to clear the way for him, the soldiers. Move, clear the way, clear the way. King is coming, king is coming. When the king reached a particular spot on the road that he was traveling, he saw many soldiers gathered around somebody who was lying on the road. So the king said, "Why is the road not clear?" So somebody reported to him and said that there is a person, he is lying on the road and he is refusing to move. And he is saying that, "Why should I move for the so-called king of yours who is the slave of my slave?" He is not a king. He is the slave of my slave. Why should I move for him? So the king said, "This is something very interesting. Slave of his slave, madman, insane person. He is saying, 'I am the slave of his slave. Take me to him.'" So the king said, "Why are you assuming that I am the slave of your slave?" He said, "I am not assuming, it is a reality. It's not assumption, it's a reality. You are the slave of my slave." "How?" He said, "Look, I have worked hard, carried out amale saliha, life full of taqwa and mujahada. And I have controlled my nafs. So nafs is my slave. I am the king and my nafs is my slave. And you have been subjugated by your nafs. So I am the king of my nafs and my nafs is my slave and you are the slave of your nafs. So nafs is my slave and you are the slave of nafs. So you are the slave of my slave." Little bit of effort in the initial stages, my friends, my sisters. Little bit of effort. One day this very nafs who is creating hurdles in our path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Jannah, towards success, towards peace of mind, tranquility, it will be subjugated. It will be subjugated. It will become nafse mutma'inna. And when it becomes nafsi mutmainna, it becomes your friends, then it will support you. Then it will find enjoyment in qiyam, it will find enjoyment in tilawah, it will find enjoyment in sajda. And it will dislike disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everybody make a firm resolution. I am concluding now. Everybody make a firm resolution. Every single brother who is listening to me at this precise moment, directly or through the receivers, through the internet, every single sister, please make this resolution. And those who will listen to me later on as well, make this resolution that from today we will not do anything that will displease our Creator. And if we do, we will not wait for Ramadan. We will not wait to go to the masjid. We will not wait for Shabi Qadr, Shabi Barat. We will not wait to go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara. We will not wait for our old age. We will not wait for Friday or Jummah. There and then we will repent in whatever condition we are. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. And whatever wrong we have done in the past, contact the ulama. Seek guidance from them. And try to make amends. Try to make amends. Make Allah happy. And with that we will try to do as much as possible those things which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do this, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَةِ, we will be the best of creation. فَرِشْتُوْ سَ بِهَتَرْ هَيْ إِنسَانْ بَنَّا, we will be better than the malaika. جَزَاؤُهُمْ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Their reward in the court of their Rabb will be those who accept Iman and do amal saliha, who live life of taqwa, piety, who stay away from everything that displeases Allah. If overcome by shaitan, nafs, environment, if they were to make a mistake, they repent immediately. They do as much as possible those things which make Allah happy. If they were to do this, what will Allah give them? What is their reward? Jannatu adrin, everlasting paradise. Everlasting jannat. Allahu Akbar. Everlasting jannat. When the opportunity arises to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, question yourself, my friends. Question yourself. That for this temporary enjoyment of half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, a few hours, what am I sacrificing? The everlasting jannat. The everlasting pleasures of the hereafter. The everlasting pleasure of my Creator. The everlasting happiness of my Creator. Jannatu adnin, everlasting paradise. Everlasting jannat. Tajri min tahtiha lanhar, under which rivers will flow. Khalidina fiha abada, they will remain in it forever and ever. Dhalika liman khashiya rabbah, this is for that person who fears his Rabb. And only that person will fear his Rabb, who will purify his soul. Who will purify his soul. Purify his soul. So if khashiyat, the fear of Allah enters the heart, then to abstain from anything that displeases him will become very easy. And to carry out those things which please him will become easy. How will khashiyat come in the heart? Through tazkiyah, soul purification. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. Same. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا, one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with iman, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ عَمَالِ صَالِحَا فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ, for them are very high status in Jannah. What is this high status? جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, everlasting gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Everlasting paradise is for that person who fears Allah, who has khashiyat in his heart. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, everlasting paradise is for that person who has purified his soul. From this we understand that when the soul is purified, when tazkiyah takes place, khashiyat comes in the heart. And when khashiyat comes in the heart, it is very easy to carry out amal-e-saliha. And when a person carries out amal-e-saliha, he secures the success of this world and the hereafter. So the key is tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. Purification of the soul. Purification of the soul. Connect yourself to mashayikh. Find a good shaykh who is compatible, who you understand, who understands you. And follow his instructions. Carry out the ma'mulat that he prescribes. Let him know of your religious spiritual condition. And follow his prescription. Inshallah, tazkiyah will come into existence. Soul purification will take place. And when soul purification takes place, then all the goodnesses of the heart will come into the heart. Including khashiyah. And when khashiyah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is khashiyah? Fearing Allah like a snake. Fearing Allah like fearing a lion? Fearing Allah like fearing an enemy? No. Khashiyat means fear with love. No, I love Allah. I cannot disobey Him. I cannot make Him unhappy. A friend says to another, a friend says to his friend, that no, I have to be back home by 10 o'clock. I have to be back by home by 10 o'clock. Why? My father will become, oh, don't worry about that old man. Why? Because the other person does not have love for his father. So he says, no, I am scared, I am frightened. I do not want to make him unhappy. What if he becomes unhappy? Don't worry about your father. No, I love my father. He has done so much for me. I cannot make him unhappy. This is khashiyat. So through tazkiyah, the love of Allah sets in the heart. And when the love of Allah sets in the heart, khashiyat comes into existence. And when khashiyat comes into existence, a person can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if overcome by shaitan and nafs, he does disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this khashiyat, because of this love, he will say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين لا اله الا الله نستغفر الله نسالك الجنه ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.